GSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Japanese One Piece singer stopped mid-show in Shanghai as CCP maintains pressure. The recent cancellations of Japanese stars' performances in China have sparked complaints and discussions about the economic repercussions for Chinese businesses amid Beijing's retaliation campaign against Tokyo.
中共持续施压，日本海贼王歌手在上海演出被中途叫停。近期，中共为了对东京实施报复，日本明星在中国的演出接连被取消，引发人们对中国企业在经济上所受影响的讨论与不满。
In one of the latest incidents, Maki Otsuki,who sang the first ending theme, Memories, for the popular Japanese anime One Piece, had her performance in Shanghai cut short.
在最新的一起事件中，为日本人气动漫《海贼王》演唱首个片尾曲《Memories》的大龟珍希，他在上海的演出被突然中断。
Video clips posted on social media from the November 28th performance show that the light suddenly dimmed and the sound was cut off as Otsuki was singing. Two staff members then rushed onto the stage. One snatched the microphone from Atsuki's hand while the other spoke to her. Within seconds, she was led off stage without any explanation to the audience. One video posted to X,by Joseph Wu, Taiwan's National Security Council Chief shows.
社交媒体上发布的11月28日演出视频显示，当大龟珍希正在演唱时，灯光突然变暗，声音也被切断。随后两名工作人员冲上舞台，一人从他手中抢过麦克风，另一人则与他交谈。几秒钟内，他就在没有向观众做出任何解释的情况下被带离舞台。台湾国家安全会议秘书长吴钊燮在 X 平台上发布的一段视频也显示了这一幕。
Otsuki's agency later said that because of unavoidable circumstances, the show had to be stopped urgently in the middle of the performance, according to a statement released on her official website.
大龟珍希的经纪公司随后在其官方网站发布声明称，由于不可避免的情况，演出在进行过程中被紧急终止。
In a separate statement on Weibo, the Chinese organizer announced that the subsequent events planned for the next 2 days had been cancelled. Otsuki's performance is part of the Japanese anime event Bandai Namcon Festival,initially set to run from November 28th to November 30th in Shanghai.
中国主办方则在微博上发表了单独的声明，宣布接下来两天计划举行的活动全部取消。大龟珍希的演出原本是日本动漫活动万代南梦宫嘉年华的一部分。该活动原定于11月28日至11月30日在上海举行。
The incident is the latest in a series of disruptions to Japanese cultural events in China, as the Chinese Communist Party CCP ramps up its pressure campaign in retaliation against Japanese Prime Minister Sane Takatachi's remarks on Taiwan. These comments made during a parliamentary session on November 7th framed a potential Chinese military action against Taiwan as a survival-threatening situation for Japan.Potentially justifying collective self-defense.
该事件是中共国对日本文化活动一系列干扰中的最新一起。在日本首相高市早苗就台湾问题发表相关言论后，中共加大了对日本的施压与报复行动。11月7日，高市早苗在众议院接受质询时表示，若中共国对台湾采取军事行动，将构成日本的存亡危机事态，从而可能使日本有理由行使集体自卫权。
Ayumi Hamasaki, a Japanese pop singer, canceled her concert in Shanghai on November 28th, just a day before she was set to take the stage. The organizers cited force majeure for the last-minute cancelization in a Weibo statement, prompting a wave of complaints on the tightly controlled social media platform.
日本流行歌手滨崎步原定于11月28日在上海开演唱会，却在上台前一天突然宣布取消演唱会。主办方在微博声明中以不可抗力为由做出这一临时决定，引发了在这个受高度审查的平台上大量观众的抱怨。
A Weibo user who shared his location in Shanghai expressed disappointment, saying that he had just stepped off the plane for the concert.
一名在微博上显示自己位置在上海的用户表达了失望之情，称自己刚下飞机就是为了来看这场演唱会。
This is really ridiculous, wrote another user on Weibo. The concert's supposed to be held tomorrow, but you only announced the cancellation today. What about the flights and hotel bookings we had already paid for?
另一名微博用户写道，这也太荒唐了吧。演唱会明天就要举行了，你们却今天才宣布取消。我们已经支付的机票和酒店怎么办？
Hamasaki later took to Instagram to thank the input of Japanese and Chinese team members on the concert, along with photos showing her performing at an empty venue in Shanghai.
随后，滨崎步在 Instagram 上发文，感谢日本和中国团队成员为演唱会所做的努力，并晒出了他在上海空无一人的场馆内演出的九张照片。
With 14,000 empty seats, but felt so much love at TAs from all over the world, it was one of the most unforgettable shows ever to me, she wrote on an Instagram on November 30th.
她在11月30日的 Instagram 帖子中写道，虽然面对14,000个空座位，但我感受到了来自世界各地观众的浓浓爱意。这对我来说是最难忘的演出之一。
Hu Xijin, former editor of Chinese state-run Global Times tabloid and a high-profile commentator, weighed in on the social media on November 30th, describing the suspension of Japanese artist performances as part of Beijing's broader retaliation against Tokyo.
中共官媒《环球时报》前总编辑、知名评论员胡锡进于11月30日在社交媒体上发表评论，称暂停日本艺人的演出是北京对东京更大范围报复措施的一部分。
Who cautioned that such a sudden cancellation could have economic consequences for China itself? This includes financial losses incurred by Chinese contractors and local authorities, especially in the transportation and hospitality sectors.The loss to us may have exceeded the loss to the Japanese side, who wrote in a Weibo post.
胡锡进称，如此突然的取消可能会对中国自身带来经济后果，这包括中国承办方及地方政府在交通和酒店等领域遭受的经济损失。胡锡进在一则微博帖子中说，我们这边的损失可能已经超过日方的损失了。
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Burleby. And now I'm going to bring you some music work by Canadian musicians from their recently released albums. First, I'll bring you Lucas Chiasson. And the song is called Sunrise, which is from the album titled Most True Thing, released in 2019. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Latin Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我要为大家推荐几首来自加拿大音乐人的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Lucas Chiasson 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Sunrise。
Stars.
接下来这首歌曲呢是来自 Sam Cho 作词并且演唱和制作的歌曲，名字叫做 Love is Alright, A Place is a Song, Written, Performed, Arranged and Edited, Produced by Sam Cho, and it's called Love is Alright,which is from the album titled Pure Bliss. And it was released in 2019. we're listening is called 我的思念 which means My Fond Memory, and it was vocal by 蔡琴. And here comes the last song of today's music segment of the Chen Show, and it's a song vocal by Su Rui, and it's called 奉献 which means dedication. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show. Wish you a very happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 9.1 FM. 听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏这首歌曲呢，是来自蔡琴演唱的《我的思念》。今天要推荐给大家最后一首歌曲是来自苏芮演唱的《奉献》。在这里呢，何西特别感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。什么奉献给你？